Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God, okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard, and shout out to Amanda Duncan for making us sound so pretty. Hello.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Next.
It fit in so perfectly already.
Guys, we can't stop listening to Ariana Grande.
Oh, not stop. We're obsessed. Or And Pussy Is God by King Princess. Those two songs I'm just rotating between.
Yeah, I'm going to just make a playlist called Good Songs, and it's just going to be those two.
Yeah. Going back and forth.
I feel like there's actually a good way that you could remix both of those songs. I was thinking about it at work today. I was very bored.
Your pussy is next.
It's like... Thank you. Next. I'm so fucking grateful for my pussy is God.
Oh, you got it.
We have DJ equipment at home if you want to use it.
You sure. Have DJ equipment at home? Who are you?
If you're a queer woman living in a household,
you have to have a cat and a DJ.
The DJ equipment. Just manifests.
It comes with a U-Haul.
Wow,
that's
so interesting. I would never peg you guys for having DJ equipment.
We do. It's not mine. It's my girlfriend's.
So interesting.
Wait.
Yes.
Well, she does a lot of music stuff, so that I think that, I guess, yeah, that makes
no,
sense.
I was still surprised. It's not a normal thing to DJ.
No, that's really cool. I want her to DJ.
Oh my God, I want her to DJ.
Yeah, me too. I really want her to DJ. She should have been Carmen from The L Word for Halloween.
Oh my God, that would have been so funny.
That would have been amazing.
Okay, anyway, we've really, really...
Went on to, yeah.
Welcome to Queer Section. The podcast where we write fan fiction based on your suggestions. I'm your host, Zaddy Amanda. I'm working through it, guys.
And it sounded to me like you were going to say, I'm your grandma.
I'm your grandma, Amanda.
I'm your grandma.
Zaddy.
Grandma Amanda. And to my left is...
Your co-Zaddy, Ashley Perez. And to my left is...
I'm your step-Zaddy, Kirsten King.
And this, my friends, is the last episode for a little bit because we are going on hiatus.
We need a break, guys.
We need a break.
It's not you.
It's not you. It's us.
The holidays are coming up and we're getting progressively more busy and it's getting harder to schedule things.
And so, we also have other jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of other jobs.
Two other jobs.
Yeah.
Not including running the channel Girlship TV, youtube.com/Girlship TV.
Nice plug.
Get that crossover audience.
But you guys can still find us online. You can re-listen to our episode. You can, you know, watch Girlship. We'll be around and we'll
start
also be
a viral Twitter campaign and maybe we'll come back.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay. But anyway, let's get on to, I don't know if this is a milestone necessarily. But
what are we talking about? I'm confused.
The holidays are coming up.
Oh, yes.
They are.
Ashley's on the same page again. The holidays are coming up, which can be stressful, especially if you are, say, a queer person in a house of not queer people.
The holidays are stressful just for normal people.
Yeah,
100%. It's hard when you're queer, whether you're out or closeted, both stressful.
My panic attacks leading up to the holidays have gone up. 100%. I'm very stressed.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you know, the best ways to deal with those situations.
Little self-care tips and whatnot.
Some self-care, yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys have any.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. I think for me, one of my things that when I... I don't live with my family anymore. They live in a different state. And one of the things I used to do when I went home is I would be like, every conversation is a learning opportunity. Like I have to teach them. Like I have to like help inform them and help sway their decision because like I'm going to be the person that like bridges the gap. And then I would just be so emotionally drained when I got home. So I would say like, I've learned now there are some things that I might not be able to change my family's mind on. And there are some things that I can, and there are some things that I shouldn't always have to do the emotional labor to help sway their mind on.
Yeah.
And I think like drawing that line for yourself and being like, okay, like, sometimes I need to just, like, step away from this conversation and have my own time. And I also, like, now I, for the holidays, I really carve time out for myself to, like, do what I want, especially when I'm visiting home. Like, this time I'm going to spend a lot of time with my friends. Like, yeah, my sister and I go to Target, and that's really relaxing.
If you're an adult, too, you don't have to, even if you go home, like, you don't have to necessarily stay with your family the whole time. Mm-hmm. You could stay with friends or siblings or other people in your life. My biggest tip is I recently have started having actually a lot more anxiety, and I never really had that much anxiety before. And one of my friends told me that when she gets a panic attack or has some like intense anxiety, that the thing she'll do is just basically go down the rabbit hole of the worst possible thing that could happen.
Did I tell you this?
No, my friend.
Oh, weird, because that's what I do. That's what I do too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's super helpful. I guess it's just a pretty standard panic attack thing. But when she first told me that, it sounded like really counterintuitive to me of like, well, why would you, wouldn't that just make you more stressed to keep thinking about the worst thing that could happen? But kind of what happens is you get to the point where you're like, oh, but I guess I would still be alive. And you kind of realize that, like, you know, I don't know. I think anxiety, one of my therapists used to say that like a lot of thoughts that are bad, you can usually tell because they're obsessive, which means they never change. So you're just constantly worrying about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I recently experienced my first panic attack, which was very scary. But then after that, I used that technique and it really helped me because it kind of made me realize like, oh, even the worst case scenario, once you actually let your brain think about it, then at least you're like, okay, I've thought about it. That's probably not going to happen. But if it does, I've thought this all the way through. Mm-hmm. And that helped me more than anything. So in case you find yourself having a panic attack around your family, which is could be very likely, you know, just take a second, take some deep breaths, go sit by yourself and kind of think that through.
Yeah, I think that to speak to Kirsten's point, obviously you should pick your battles. But that being said, is there are like there are some things that family members sometimes are just straight up ignorant to. Mm-hmm. For example, I love my mom. She is very supportive and loves me and tries to be very open-minded. But there are some things that sometimes she just doesn't get. So one time when this was like when I was in college and after I just come out, we were talking in the kitchen and she was talking about Glee. Tells you how long ago this was.
And she 2008?
Was, yeah, so she, well, it came out in 2009.
Okay, it was 2009.
But she was complaining. She was like, can you believe they have like two women kissing on a show in prime time? And I was like, Why is that a big deal? She's like, I don't think that it should be on that early. It should
this
be something
after
later.
You were out already?
Mm-hmm. Oh. And I was like, well, Mom, would you say that about a straight couple? And she was like, oh, no. And I was like, yeah, exactly. So it's like sometimes there are things that they just need to, if like that kind of thing could happen. Yeah. If you feel safe enough to make those corrections, feel free. Because it was definitely a learning opportunity. And it's not like my mom is... my mom's worked in the restaurant industry for years, so she loves gay people, but sometimes she just doesn't, the connections
don't. I think there's a lot that our families and, you know, distant family friends aren't necessarily exposed to that we are as queer people. And I think that I always try and remember that to lead empathetically and like try and see things through their perspective. And maybe they don't have the same, you know, the same life experiences. Like my family, I've been around family and friends home who have said like transphobic things. And these are friends who like, in my opinion, I think are very liberal and very like forward thinking. And the thing I do in that situation is I just ask them to explain why they think it's funny. And it makes them super uncomfortable and it makes them realize it's not funny. And I don't say it in like a combative way. I'm just like, oh, can you like explain why that's funny? Because I don't really get the joke there. And then it's so it's just like they're truly confronted with their own internalized shit.
You have so many good hacks for like the last thing when you were like, I just really want you to think about that. And then the other thing you told me that, or I think you tweeted this about when people are catcalling you, you just say what?
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
It doesn't, I only will say, this is a totally different tangent, but I only have done that a couple times in the times I feel safe and it's the middle of the day. Yeah. But it is so fucking funny and satisfying when someone says something nasty to you on the street to just keep saying, what? 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 And they just, and then I did, the most satisfying moment was when a guy was like, never mind, sorry. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I feel like you definitely have to be in a well-lit, surrounded and safe place. Yeah. But in that moment, that's amazing to just like go back.
So I actually have something to talk about real quick. Surprise, surprise, I know. But I wanted to let you guys know about this cool brand called Simple Contacts. I wear contacts myself, and this is one of those brands that's just crazy convenient to use. If you're like me, you are constantly running out of contacts and never have time to go to the eye doctor. Simple Contacts is cool because it allows you to take a vision test online to verify your current prescription is working, and then you can just renew and reorder. It is crazy easy. While it isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam, it does let you order if you have an existing prescription. So you don't have to go all the way into the doctor. And there's actually an ophthalmologist that I always struggle saying that, and a licensed doctor, they review your order. So they've got all types of brands and lenses, whatever your heart or your little eyes desire. It is great. If you guys want to try it out, you can actually get $20 off your contacts at simplecontacts.com/queer or enter the code queer at checkout. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/queer or enter the code queer at checkout.
Yeah. The one thing that I would say too is if you are out but are still finding that it's like you're in that awkward period with your family where you just came out and things are still kind of weird, the other thing that I kind of learned later was your family is only coming out, like their journey is a journey too. Mm-hmm. And all your friends and family, like, think of how long, for me, it took me 23 years to fully come out to myself and say that I was gay. And so that's a lot of processing. And then I expected my family to be on the exact same page and wavelength as me when they had been, they're like 2 months in, you know, and processing all of this. And a lot of it is just shedding ideas that they had about you before. And as you talk to them, they'll learn that, like, you're still 99.9% the same person that you just will, you know, probably date someone of the same gender. And so I think it's important to remember in the moments when it's super frustrating or super feels like your parents don't understand or your friends or whoever it is, that like, think about actually how long they've known this information and how long you have. And then also just give them opportunities. Like, I think the hardest thing was me and my parents just didn't talk about it for a long time. And so I started just asking, like, is there anything you want to ask me? Because they actually have a ton of questions, but they feel weird about what they can or can't ask you. And so only when you feel safe and it's on your terms, you can say, like, Mom, is there something that you want to ask me? She'll probably ask you a bunch of weird shit, you know?
Yeah, and I do think the point of saying, like, it's hard for them to realize you're still the same person. That was a conversation I had with my mom pretty early on because she, like, actually was, like, she, like, didn't know how to talk to me anymore. And I was like, I am still me. Like, I am still the same person. I still like the same movies and the same food. And, like, that I am still the same person. And I think that kind of helped her. But it is a journey and it, like, takes a long time. And it's, like, my parents and my family are still evolving. And, like, it's a journey.
One bit of advice that my friend Rocco gave in a video that is going to come out on Into, spoiler, is that another option is you don't have to go home for the holidays. Yeah. If you live out of state or just not at home and you just don't feel safe, spend the holidays with your chosen family. Like, find friends, because everybody, I mean, for example, I mean, this isn't out of me feeling uncomfortable, but I'm not going home for Thanksgiving because I just, like, forgot to book the flight and it's too expensive now. So I'll be spending it with chosen family. Yeah. Like, so.
Yeah, I think that, and also if you aren't out but you still live at home and you don't have the option of being somewhere else, I think do something. Like, if you're not out to your family and being in the holidays and being around each other so much is a really hard time for you because you feel like you have to, like, conceal this part of yourself, do something that is, like, truly for you, whether it's, like, watching a movie, writing in your diary, talking to the person that knows this information about you, or just, like, checking in with yourself. Like, do something that's like, okay, I'm going to take an hour out of the day and I'm going to like be myself and I'm going to self-care. And, you know, you don't have to have like these big conversations around the holidays. Just like take care of yourself first.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself, angels.
Yeah.
Are you Charlie?
Surprise, rip off face mask.
Hello, angels.
Oh, wish we were watching Charlie's Angels right now.
Okay, so but not the new. I don't know if I'm excited for the new one though. As fun as Case Do is.
I'm excited always for any movie that's about women doing anything but falling in love with men. So, I do love the original ones.
By original, you mean the original.
The original for us, not the series. I do like
those. Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
That's the original movie, though.
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
Okay, white girls, calm down.
Okay, Lucy Liu and Charlie's Angels is like peak.
She's probably the most attractive in that movie.
She's still the most attractive. The thing about
Set It Up, too. She destroyed me and Set It Up as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was a Kirsten face. Lucy Lewin Set It Up.
I'm still in that phase. I'll never be out.
Anyway.
Quick podcast. But quick fan shout outs. I wanted to give a shout out to Courtney, who actually messaged me on Instagram and said that she was inspired to vote in the election, which we're recording before it, so it will have passed by the time this comes out, which, fingers crossed, it's good news. Fingers crossed it's good news. But it's still really inspiring to see people who are, you know, being encouraged to vote, and just, like, hearing that Queer as Fiction impacted her to make that decision was really nice. Mm-hmm. So, thanks, Courtney.
We hope that you all voted as well.
Yes, we hope
If you are in America, but also vote in whatever country you're in as well.
Yeah. Take control of your future.
Yeah.
I freaking love voting. They give you a sticker.
Yeah. And also, I've decided that we can no longer date or sleep with people who don't vote anymore.
So. Oh, that should be like, as you're swiping on Tinder, it says whether they voted or not.
Yeah. It's like a weirdly updated Liz Estrada.
Yeah, that is my national decree that I'm making right now.
Okay, so Kirsten's not part of a democracy. She's a dictator. But
well, if you guys want to vote against this decree, you can.
We also wanted to shout out one of our fans in Hawaii who recently came out to a couple of close friends and said that the podcast kind of helped her come out, and specifically Ashley's coming out story.
Yeah. Aww, yeah, we're so happy for you. Also, good job on going on a date after coming out. That took me 2 years after or more.
You're doing it. You're doing the damn thing. I'm
killing it.
And if we're ever in Hawaii, I would love to go to Hawaii sometime. We'll hit you up. We had joked. I think that joke got cut from the podcast, but there was one point where we had joked about doing the podcast from Hawaii because we're like, it's a podcast. It makes no sense.
We could do it anywhere.
Well, just like, wow, guys, we're in beautiful Hawaii. If you could see what we could see now.
Well, you could hear it.
Also, if we were like sitting around one small mic while we were visiting Hawaii, that would be kind of sad.
Or we did it outside so you could hear the ocean, but then you couldn't hear us.
Sorry about these waves, guys. If you could see it, it's a beautiful sunset. But that was a joke that we had a while ago that got cut.
So we're bringing it back.
Back, baby.
But congrats to you.
Yeah.
Fan in Hawaii.
So this week, our fan fiction, we got some very exciting news that I think we all need in 2018, which is that the Spice Girls are going on tour again.
I think Kirsten needs to say that again because Ashley sighed over it.
Well, because I'm so relieved and happy.
The Spice Girls are going on tour, folks. So we are going to do our fan fiction based on them.
What? I'm just like, it makes me so happy that we're pairing them up because it was something that I didn't realize as a huge Spice Girls fan in fifth and sixth grade before I was out to myself. Thinking about it now, I'm like, oh my God.
You were
God.
Definitely pairing
them up. Oh my
God,
up. Baby and Ginger. I'm going to write a fanfic about Baby and Ginger.
Okay, wait. Before we do our pairs, which one did you guys most identify with growing up?
Baby.
Sporty.
You had really? Wow.
I would say I'm...
Amanda just did a fake hair flip.
I would say my son is in Baby. And I'm a Ginger Rising.
Oh my god.
What about your moon?
My moon sign is probably scary.
Oh my god. That is the gayest thing you've ever said.
Oh, we have to put that on a shirt.
Wow. Baby rising. Oh, I'm just full sporty with a little bit of scary. But you know what? I had six friends growing up.
Maybe your rising is scary.
Oh, well, here's a story. I had six friends growing up and
someone got cut?
No, I had to play Clifford from the movie. Their manager. When I didn't win and I couldn't play sporty-wise, I was literally Clifford.
That is so fucked up.
So their tour manager.
That was also such like a, that was some like hierarchical bullshit when you were growing up, like picking who was who. Because it was like whoever got baby was for y'all,
not for me.
Well, in retrospect, I'm so much more into Scary Spice, but like when I was a kid, everybody wanted to be baby.
Do you guys remember in the Spice World movie where favorite line is when she, well, now Victoria Beckham won and beat everyone. She's not even going on tour because she's like, I'm Victoria Beckham. Yeah, I don't need to. She's the only one who doesn't still get called like Posh Spice or whatever. Right. Now she's just Victoria Beckham and everyone else is still baby Spice. And I met Baby Spice. I just forgot.
You met Baby Spice.
It was the best day of my whole entire life.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was Amanda. Oh my god.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Wow, yeah. That was
I spent a solid 2 hours with Baby Spice. Oh.
If you wanna watch me act like a true child, then you can watch that video where I get surprised by
it. I think it's Spice Girls fans get surprised by Baby Spice.
Oh my.
Is the name of the video. It's on BuzzFeed.
God, that was the best day of my life. Yeah. Anyway, I was Clifford. I was going to say when Scary Spice in the movie is talking to the, naming the fish. Do you remember that scene?
Oh, yeah.
Where she's like, and this one's Steven because he reminds me of my ex-boyfriend. Okay. I don't know why that stuck in my head so much.
That movie holds up.
Oh, it's so good. The aliens.
It's so weird.
Everything about them holds up.
The fact that Meatloaf is their, bus driver.
Oh, and I want to rewatch this.
Yeah, he's like, I would do anything for these girls, but I won't do that.
I didn't even pick up on that. Wow, I didn't even know that
I
was
have
Milo.
To rewatch it.
Maybe we should rewatch it later.
Yes, I agree. All right, so who's everyone's pairing?
I'm going to do Baby and Ginger.
Nice.
Oh, where should we do them? That was
the spices.
Maybe back on tour?
Well, we can do them anywhere. Oh.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, no restricting genres. It could be in the 90s Spice Girls. 90s. You could do 97 or you could do 2019.
Tonight is the night when two become one.
Oh, you got your title. Okay, so Baby and Ginger, two become one.
Yeah.
Mine is, are we going to do a bunch of names for them? Let's see. Mine is going to be Sporty and Baby, but I'm trying to think of what name I want it to be.
Oh, no, that's called Saturday Night, the song
maybe
where they go,
if you
get
can't
down,
dance.
Get deeper and down, get down, get
ooh,
deeper
ooh, love
and down.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Don't want to know about that love thing. Oh, my God. I fucking love the Spice Girls. Did you guys see them in their last reunion tour?
No.
My whole family went. It was the best night ever.
I still haven't seen because I was supposed
to going to London for this.
I know. I'm so mad because in fifth grade, I was supposed to see them. But they were doing a concert at this venue that my mom was like, they do drugs at that mutant. That
no.
Oh, my God.
So I wasn't allowed to go.
Okay, Ashley, who's your pair?
I said,
who?
Sporty and Baby.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do Posh and Scary. And nice. I'll do Wannabe.
Ooh.
Also, who's your favorite Spice Girl? Let us know if you guys even like Spice Girls.
Yeah,
we are preaching to
them. Oh, my God. I really hope they're not too young. That will make me sad.
Some of you are definitely too young, and they're like, is it like Little Mix? Take that out of your mouth.
I love Little Mix.
Yeah, Little Mix is great, but they're Spice Girls, very different. Do you not know who Little Mix? Amanda has a look on her face like, what?
That's not the person who did...
It's a group.
Oh. Who's the one who did the Avril Lavigne girlfriend mix?
That's... Lil Mama.
I could just hear Lil Mama. And Avril Lavigne remix.
Oh my God.
That's what I could hear. And I was like, is it Little Mix?
Oh,
all right. We're going to do a tight 15 and then we'll be back.
Bye, guys.
And we're back. All right, who's going first?
I can go first. I kind of made mine. I made it a little bit more emotional than I expected, but we'll see.
Ooh.
I think it's an emotional thing to think about the Spice Girls.
Oh, it is. Yeah. This is Posh and Scary, aka Mel B and Victoria. And this is taking place in 1998 during the Spice World Tour.
Hey.
Okay. Where the fuck is Victoria? Jerry yelled from the dressing room. Haven't seen her since she was smoking outside a half hour ago, said Emma. Someone go look for her, please, groaned Melcy, annoyed. We're on in 20, said Jerry, adjusting her red corset. So typical. I'll go, said Melby finally. This wouldn't be the first time Victoria was late for her call time, nor was it the first time Mel was the only one who had the patience to go get her. It was March 1998, and the girls were in the thick of their Spice World tour. They were all riding a high, navigating their way through their newfound fame and living for the rush of the jam-packed stadium filled to the brim with fans that hung on their every word. And while everything was perfect on paper, Mel knew that sometimes the stress of it all got to Victoria, as much as she didn't want to let on that it did. Mel weaved through the hallway in full Scary Spice hair and makeup. She knew exactly where to find Victoria. Mel walked backstage and looked up at the rafters. There Victoria was, sitting on the fly loft, smoking a cigarette, and looking down at the audience. Mel smiled and started to climb up. Hey, you, Mel said softly when she reached the top. There's so many fucking people, said Victoria. It's absolutely mad when you think about it. Mel laughed and sat down next to her. You know, I think Jerry's going to rip your head off if you don't come down soon, Mel said. I don't blame her, honestly. I've been a real pill the last few weeks, said Victoria. Mel softened. It wasn't typical of Victoria to be so self-aware. Want to know how I shake my pre-show jitters, said Mel. Please, said Victoria earnestly. I try to get out of my head completely and think about something I've always wanted to do, like scuba diving or learning to fly a plane, said Mel. Okay, James Bond, laughed Victoria. I'm serious, said Mel. It might work. What's something that you've always wanted to do, Mel pressed. Victoria looked at her shyly. Was Mel picking up on nerves from her? Victoria might have been timid around the press, but she was never timid around Mel. There is one thing, said Victoria. Suddenly, Mel's heart was beating fast. Her and Victoria had always had an unspoken understanding with each other, but something about the way she was looking at her now felt different. What's that, said Mel. I think I'd like to kiss someone. Well, not just anyone, she said, hesitating. I think I'd like to kiss you, Victoria finally said. Mel's stomach did somersaults. She wished she could be her normal, witty self, but in the moment, words were failing her. Whatever will get your mind off of it. I mean, yeah, she stammered. Then the two made eye contact, and a second later, their lips were on each other. Acting on an unspoken desire Mel didn't know had been inside of her, but couldn't possibly deny. Just as they were getting wrapped up in the moment, they heard the stage manager scream below. We've got 2 minutes and we're down two Spice Girls, he said frantically. Victoria and Mel looked at each other and started laughing. We better get going, said Mel. I suppose we should, said Victoria, smiling. If we stay up here too much longer, I really, really, really might want to zig-a-zig eye you, said Mel.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, way to make a real Amanda there at the end.
Yeah.
It
was very serious until that end line.
Did you always ship them?
No, I think where like Amanda, I didn't even like think about them as anything other than like almost demigods.
Yeah.
Like imagine their sexual chemistry is like fun to think about.
Yeah. That was great though. Because I feel like I don't want to start any rumors or anything. But they were all like early 20s.
This podcast is only rumors.
Yes. Yeah. Just our fantasies turned into rumors.
Thanks for listening, Anne and Mindy and Noah.
Yeah, girls, sorry to say hi so late. We forgot.
Yeah. speaking of only rumors. But I mean, if they're like five early 20-something-year-old girls who are on the road, who I don't know, I feel like I should know this, but did they go to college?
I don't know.
I don't feel like they could have.
Sporty was a lesbian icon, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Mel C.
Yeah.
Melanie Chisholm.
Yeah. What was Mel B's last name? Mel Button?
Brown.
Brown. Oh, Brown. Brown. Yeah. Oh, Mel Bay. But you thought you'd get away with that, but
I want to give you
Clifford's.
5 out of 5 lollipops.
Oh, okay. There's gonna be a more iconic. Yeah. Oh, platform shoes.
Okay, that works.
Union Jack flags.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's cute too. Thank you.
Platform shoes.
Ashley, what's your rating?
Yeah, same. Any Spice Girls related things, I love.
So great, we're all gonna get 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Well, we've never, I don't think, given us less than 5 out of 5.
I'm like 1 out of 5.
I would be like, okay, well. Yeah, that was really fun to write. You want to go next, Ash?
Yeah, mine's a prequel to yours, though, because it happens before they're the Spice Girls.
Ooh,
interesting.
I don't know if you guys remember, but they all, like, auditioned to be part of this group.
Yeah.
And so mine takes place then.
Wasn't there a girl who was originally in it who then later...
She dropped out or something like that.
Yeah. And then
Mel D.
I recently got into
C&D.
I got into a Spice Girls wormhole on YouTube, and there was one great Spice Girls doc that was like an hour long that I watched the whole thing, and it's so fucking good. I'd never seen it before.
Was it a PBS thing?
I don't even remember. There was one that was so good.
Because I feel like there was one that came out. Was it around the time Viva Forever was?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Because there, when Viva Forever was a musical that went to... not off Broadway, the West End,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, Dominique Provost-Chokley, who is Waverly Earp, was in it.
Who was she?
I don't know. I can't remember. I just know she was in it.
Oh, man. So this is based on stuff that I saw from that documentary a little bit, at least just the setting. Okay. Super. Mine is Emma and Mel C. So Baby Spice and Sporty Spice. It's called Love Thing. It was the second day of auditions to be part of a new girl group, and Emma wanted to go home. She had only been convinced to go by a friend who had thought it would be fun, but after auditioning with 400 girls yesterday, she was sure she had no place in whatever group this was. She grabbed her bag and was heading out the back when she abruptly ran into something, or actually someone. "Oi," a woman yelped. "Oh my God, I'm so sorry," Emma replied. "I didn't even see you there." "It's all right. You just hit my head. I wrote me head because that's how she would say it, but I'm not doing the accent. "It's all right. You just hit my head. Not anything I need." The girl in the Adidas tracksuit responded jokingly. "I'm Mel," she said, holding out her hand. "You heading out so soon?" "I'm Emma," Emma responded. "And yeah, I think I'm going to leave. Not really sure this is quite my thing." "Oh, that's a shame," Mel replied. "See, because now you're the only person I know in the auditions, and if you leave, I'll be all alone." Emma smiled. The girl was charming, certainly more friendly than all the girls she had met yesterday. What the heck? What was one more afternoon? "All right," Emma said, "but you owe me lunch." "Deal," Mel replied. As the day went on, the two spent the whole audition by each other's side. Much to Emma's surprise, Mel had one of the most beautiful voices she'd ever heard. So powerful and smooth all at the same time. Emma couldn't help but stare at her as she sang, feeling her insides grow warmer as Melanie crooned. At several points, Mel looked over at her during the audition, cracking a mischievous smile each time, and suddenly Emma wanted nothing more than to make it into the group that Melanie was undoubtedly going to be part of. At the end of the day, the two of them were exhausted. Emma stood outside looking for the friend that she had come with, but with no luck. She was supposed to be staying with her in London tonight, and if she couldn't find her, she had no idea who she'd call. "Stuck?" Melanie called out, surprising Emma. "Oh, yeah, I guess. I have no idea where my friend is. I tried paging her, but I haven't heard anything back," Emma said. Because it's 1997. "My flat's close if you want to wait there," Melanie queried. Emma wanted to go. She wanted to spend more time with Mel, but also felt nervous to be around her. But what else was she going to do? She couldn't wait on the streets of London all night. "All right. Yeah, thanks," she said. The two were a few drinks in, and Emma found herself unable to stop smiling at Melanie. "What?" Mel said, smiling through some bread and cheese she was eating. "Nothing, it's just, I've never met anyone like you," Emma laughed. "I've never met anyone like you either," Mel said softly. The two of them just looked at each other silently for a few moments, and without even realizing it, Emma started to move her head towards Mel's. The two of them kissed, immediately feeling the electricity between their lips. It was like nothing they'd ever experienced before. "I'm sorry," Emma said as their lips parted. "I don't know what came over me." "No, it's really nothing," Mel said, smiling. The two of them sat, still just inches apart. "Do you think it would be a bad idea if we did that again?" Emma said shyly. No, I don't see why not," Mel said, already leaning in for another kiss. It was just as good as their first. "I mean, after tonight, we'll probably never see each other again anyway," Mel said, laughing. "Yeah, you're right," Emma said. "May as well." So the whole time they had sexual tension while they were Spice Girls.
Emma joined the band for Sporty.
Yeah.
I like it. Wow. 5 out of 5 platforms for me. Loved it.
Thank you.
I don't mean to fact check.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
Well, no, but was it 97? Because I had to look up 2 Become 1 and that said 96.
Oh, maybe. Actually, it was 94 when they formed the band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Just said 97 in my brain is when Paters happened.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Cool. 5 out of 5 platform shoes.
Amazing. Wow. Okay, Clifford.
What?
As I was writing it, I was like, oh, I actually feel tension there. And I didn't. I guess the same. Like when I first started writing, I was like, what am I going to write about? And then it felt like, oh yeah, there probably was a lot of sexual tension between Sporty and someone for sure.
Oh yeah. Sporty definitely
poor,
had tension.
Poor Sporty. Do you think Sporty has like hooked up with so many people while she was on tour?
I don't know. I do feel bad that we've like labeled her the lesbian when
because she wore athletic.
When she actually might. I mean, she. I'm pretty sure she is at least
straight or bi.
Bi.
Does she have a kid?
Doesn't she have like a husband?
I don't know. I don't know how she identifies, but I think more of like what she stood for was mm-hmm. like.
I definitely felt seen. It's definitely Sporty
yeah,
Spice.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely. I like that she didn't wear platform shoes mm-hmm. and was like more. She just wasn't girly, which I appreciated.
Yeah, she was about being comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I loved. If you guys haven't seen the new video that they used to announce their tour this year,
so
it's
cute.
So funny.
And then she runs off and puts
and
on
a tracksuit, and then she looks so much like herself.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen another thing I would recommend watching is their Tesco commercial? They have like a Christmas commercial, and it is so funny. They're all shopping for each other, and they're in the same Tesco, and it's heartwarming.
Oh my god, I love
we'll
that.
We'll have to watch it.
We gotta
later.
Watch it after this. Okay, Taman, who'd you do?
All right, so I did Baby Spice and Ginger.
Amanda
and
loves gingers.
Yeah. Well,
you do.
Yeah, I do.
Is that why?
No. I always just felt like there was something between them.
Mm.
Who is it? Scary and Ginger?
Baby
and Ginger.
Scary and Ginger for sure fuck too.
So this is called...
Rumors again.
This is called To Become One. This is on the set of the To Become One music video.
Nice.
Oh. Okay.
And light and soul. I'm only going to listen to this for so long. Okay.
Come a little bit closer, baby. Put it on. Put it on. I don't want to get copyright, so I'm not going to sing it, but she's singing it. Emma sang to herself. She knew the words, but music video shoots always made her a bit nervous. Do I always make people nervous in mine?
People are always nervous in mine, too.
Okay.
I think because I'm always nervous.
Sure, sure. Same. Okay, anyway. I still can't believe we got away with a song about safe sex. Jerry laughed, watching Emma from the doorway of the green room. Wait, is that what that's about? Emma questioned. The year was 1996, and they were on top of the charts, and Emma still hadn't put together that Put It On was referring to a condom. Like all of us who were actually 12 years old and singing those same words.
Was it?
Yeah. To Become One, come a little bit closer, baby. Put it on, put it on.
Really?
Tonight,
I thought it was like,
put
it on. I didn't pick up on that either.
I always felt uncomfortable listening to that song with my parents.
I didn't put together for a while that To Become One meant sex.
I didn't pick up on that when I was a kid. No
even
way.
Though, even
I was
though,
like, you didn't know that part. I knew. I knew.
Well,
it was
even though
sex.
They say,
no,
want to make love to your baby.
Even as a kid, I think I was like, two souls merge. How beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the Put It On is.
No, it checks kinda, out.
Yeah.
It checks out.
Aw, sweetie, that's why you're the baby. So innocent. Jerry came over and patted her on the head. Hey, I'm 20 years old, legally an adult, Emma shot back. I know, cutie. Come on, let's practice our moves for this video.
Ooh.
What moves? It's a wind machine in front of a green screen. Emma looked confused. I just watched the video and I was like, wow, this is a really simple video. We still have to sell it. Plus, they paired us together. Jerry pulled her in close. Stop it. People will see. Emma smiled as Jerry's mouth got close to hers. We don't want another close call like on the bus.
Nice.
Emma pushed her away. It wasn't that close, Jerry chuckled. Thankfully, anyone is willing to believe that two women in bed together are just cuddling like close friends. Jerry got in closer when Mel C walked into the green room. Oi, have you seen my Gatorade?
I like how we all oined her. Oi! I'm like her and Scary oined people.
Jerry and Emma broke quickly, practically leaping across the room from each other. No, Mel, Jerry responded. Haven't seen it. I swear if Mel took it again, Mel C walked out. Emma and Jerry stared at each other from across the room. The two smiled at each other. They peered out the door to see if anyone else was coming, and they quickly ran to each other to embrace, kissing each other hard. Tonight is the night when two become one, Jerry sang as she shut the door. I'll say, Emma said with a sly smile. And then they fucked. The end. You're welcome.
That's the end of it. Oh yeah. My god.
That was great. I love how you have the whole story of them being like secret lovers. Also, great line about the people just being like, sure, women sleep together on the bus. I even saw a tweet recently, and I'm not saying that this was... a queer person, but it was just funny that that's not even the realm of possibility. I saw a tweet that was like, oh my god, so cute. My mom got drunk with her best friend and now they're like laying in bed together, like watching movies and hanging out. And I was like, ew. fucking your best.
Oh my god, they're just friends. Oh my god, they got married. Oh, the such
close friends. That's our sketch.
Yeah. No, this is so stupid.
Oh, this is so stupid, but do you want to get married?
That was great. 5 out of 5 platform views for me. Oh, that was
6 out of 5 for me. Something about the tone and the
It was
like,
very fun. It was very funny.
It was very Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Yeah, you.
They were the original, they're the original people who brought feminism into my life without me even knowing
it.
Totally.
Oh yeah, girl power.
I agree, yeah.
God, I fucking love Spice Girls. I still have every single one of their dolls and like 3 of them are unopened.
Wow. Those gotta be worth something someday.
Yeah, there was like a special tour set and then the original one. And I also have at home all the little books. Do you remember those? Those little colorful neon books about each of them?
Oh,
yeah.
I have a ton of, and I had the Polaroid camera.
You got a lot of good
erasers and stuff.
Yeah.
What a way to
go on hiatus.
Yeah, go on hiatus.
Go out with a bang.
Yeah.
With a Spice bang.
Tell us your favorite Spice Girls on our Queerest.
How do you guys feel? Okay, a little mini quick question. How do you guys feel about them going on tour without Victoria?
I think it makes sense. I feel like they have a really good camaraderie, and I feel like Victoria like was kind of done with that chapter of her life while she was still in it.
She's also just so much more famous and still like
she like went to the
royal wedding.
The royal wedding, she's like on another level.
I think she's just classier now, and she has a bunch of. She's got like 4 kids.
Yeah, not that there's anything not classy about being a Spice Girl.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah.
I appreciate Victoria Beckham's contribution to the Spice Girls, and I love her for it. But that being said, I don't know if I'll miss her voice from the group.
Well, musically, she's almost non-existent.
Right. Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
She has almost no solos or any part. Like, she was always kind of like
there,
just posh, you know? Yeah. So, like, I think musically, they kind of were like, oh, yeah. Like, if Mel C didn't go on tour, they couldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
The woman sings half of the,
she really
the music.
Does.
The biggest fight I ever got into with my dad was whether the Beatles or the Spice Girls would have a bigger impact on the world.
Oh my god, that's interesting. I think it is different because I do think you're right in that like Spice Girls really did introduce feminism to me in like a in a really like subtle way, I guess.
I feel like it's so common now for almost every girl group now, it's mandated that their songs are about feminism or like girl power.
Yeah.
Like Little Mix and Fifth Harmony were so like, you remember that Fifth Harmony song, Boss, that was like, Michelle Obama, purse so heavy, getting Oprah dollars?
Yeah.
That wasn't part of, it was like, I love them because it was like, Britney, Christina, and then the Spice Girls, who were all friends and all together, not competing with each other.
Yeah.
And taking over the world.
Yes.
La, la, la. La, 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 la.
Oh, thank you, Spice Girls, and thank you, listeners, for
listening
to us.
Thank you, guys. And we'll still be around, so don't fret.
Check out our Twitter page at Queer as Fic for updates. And follow me at Awkward Holland on Instagram and Twitter.
And follow me at ITS Ashley Perez.
And I'm Kirsten L. King on Instagram and Kirsten King _ on Twitter.
Cool. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
Bye.